A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Eubank, listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The search intensifies for a missing Farmington woman with dementia. Her family says she loved to walk the trails behind her house, but it is possible she didn't go on her usual route. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, police say an 81-year-old woman is dead after crashing into a power pole in Riverton this afternoon. Witnesses say the woman veered off the road before hitting the pole at 123rd South on Redwood Road. Her name is not yet being released. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meeks.
It is just a mess up north with multiple problems on both north and southbound I-15 in Davis and Weber counties. Our latest one is a crash. It's closed the left split of southbound I-15 near Riverdale Road in Riverdale. That's going to cause more delays in the area. Ricky Meeks in the KSL Traffic Center.
Super warm temperatures today, 84. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
86 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. What made her open fire? That's one of the many questions investigators in Idaho have as they look into a shooting today at a middle school in Jefferson County. A female student, a suspect, is in custody.
We heard one gunshot, and then right after we heard another, and we heard multiple kids screaming.
That eighth grader and the rest of her classmates hid in their room with the lights off. Authorities in South Carolina are praising a school bus driver who stayed calm as a man who was armed with a rifle hijacked the vehicle with 18 kids on board. Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott says because of it, everyone is safe.
I'll give the bus driver credit. He kept his cool. He didn't overreact. He didn't get excited. He kept his cool enough that kept the situation calm. And I will tell you, his main concern was the safety of those kids, and he did his job.
The suspect, Javon Collazo, an Army trainee at Fort Jackson, is under arrest. President Biden's road trip to push his infrastructure bill took him today to Louisiana.
President Biden says tax the rich. Unfair, says his Republican opponents. His response?
Someone making that money is still going to have two homes or a jet plane, or these are mostly millionaires. They're not going to be hurt a little bit.
President Biden in Louisiana promoting his infrastructure plan, insisting it will not add to the debt and that raising corporate and wealth tax to less than it was when President Trump took office will pay for it. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a new voting law today. Among the restrictions, when and where ballot drop boxes can be used and who can collect the ballots and how many. The Republican governor banned all media outlets from the signing ceremony, except the Fox News channel. The Dow closed at a new high. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Three people were injured when a student at Rigby Middle School opened fire on students and faculty this morning. Police just wrapped up an update on what they know so far. Here's Jefferson County Sheriff Steve Anderson.
At approximately 9:08 a.m., a sixth grade female student retrieved a handgun from her backpack. She fired multiple rounds inside of the school and out. She injured three people. Two of them are students, and one of them is a school employee. They were injured with gunfire, but they are non-life-threatening injuries at this time. This is a very difficult and trying time for our community. We don't have a lot of details at this time of why that is being investigated. We're following all leads, and we will go from there as far as if there's going to be any more suspects involved or a reason of why this happened. We will relay that to you when we have that information.
The school district is canceling school tomorrow so students and staff can be with their families. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. We have emergency traffic problems, the latest with Ricky Meese.
We've had multiple accidents on southbound I-15 in Weber County, scattered from Riverdale Road to Roy, then down to Clearfield. As a result, you're going to see stop-and-go delays that start prior to 31st Street, not quite 24th Street, but in that vicinity, and you will not see better speeds until you're passing Clearfield. The worst delays, definitely northbound I-15. Again, multiple accidents. Some are secondary crashes to the one that started the ball rolling, northbound I-15 at the left construction split approaching Clearfield. Now, for those who are stuck in these delays, it is creeping along speeds, really just inching along as you go from the Highway 89 split all the way up past Antelope Drive and into about 700 South Clearfield. Highway 89 also starting to pick up the overflow from Farmington up to Cherry Lane. Michelle?
Well, emergency traffic continues as you're making your way into Utah County. This is southbound I-15 where we have a crash. It's approaching SR-92 Temp Highway on the right, but delays are backing up past Bangor Highway at this point, so you may want to use an alternate, possibly Redwood Road. Also, a KSL traffic trooper letting us know that we have a crash on Bangor Highway at 134 South. Looks like it's car versus RV. Steve?
Southbound 15 slowdowns, Murray to Midvale. After that, you're good to go to the point. No problems. Northbound 15 back to downtown. Got a medical situation on westbound I-80 at Redwood Road there on the on-ramp. That's on the right shoulder. Plus a crash on westbound 21st South and 3rd West in Salt Lake with the right lane blocked. Mission Stories honors the dedication and redemption made possible with all missionary efforts. Mission Stories shares true experiences of these young elders and sisters in theaters Friday. Tickets at missionstories.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast. Kevin Eubank joins me. And Kevin, one of our texters just accused me of being from Arizona because I said a pleasant 86 degrees.
Hey, 86?
I'm just tired of the 60s.
Well,
face it.
Let's just tell you, 91 is the record today. So we're five away from the record. It's pretty warm out there. And tomorrow, it'll stay warm. How about 82 degrees? The difference? We'll see increasing clouds throughout the day tomorrow and a chance for a few little thunderstorms after dark tomorrow night as a weak cold front goes by. The temperature drop will be the one we notice. A 20-degree drop from tomorrow's 82 to Saturday's 62 for highs. So, a little closer to normal for the weekend. Partly cloudy skies by Sunday. Another storm goes by Monday. A 40% chance of some rain. We stay in the low 60s for the first half of next week, but 70s and 80s by the middle to end again.
And it's still spring, right? These
changes
are expected. Fluctuations in temperatures and wet weather.
All true.
We better enjoy the wet weather, right?
But Mother's Day looks good. 63, partly cloudy. That's pretty good.
Thank you so much,
you
Kevin.
Bet.
And again, 86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. A record breaker for the Dow today. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Did you know that we can now effectively treat ED without pills, injections, or surgery? That means no more side effects. Wasatch Medical Clinic now uses the two most advanced forms of wave therapy. A recent study stated that our technology is the new standard of care. It's proven to restore blood flow where you want it, when you want it. Imagine getting that spontaneity back into the relationship. We're the leading experts of this technology, with patients describing results as life-changing. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound be free, but this week only, new patients get $300 off, plus free testosterone. This is an enormous amount of value. Put a stop to your ED. Call us now to qualify. This promotion ends this week. 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic, 801-901-8000.
Happy Teacher Appreciation Week from Bird Brothers and KSL News Radio. There's no better way to show your appreciation than by publicly thanking a teacher on our Teacher Tribute Wall. We publish every submission, and once a month, one lucky teacher wins over $1,000 in prizes. Say thanks to your teachers today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Bird Brothers and KSL News Radio.
Back in the day, a haircut and a shave might cost you $2. Today, at this barbershop...
How much Bitcoin does it cost to get a haircut?
Times have changed.
If you have an internet connection, you can do it.
Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are likely here to stay.
Do digital dollars make sense for you?
Is this a currency?
What to know before you buy in? Mac Gephardt helps you decode cryptocurrency. You ask. KSL investigates tonight at 10.
Are you giving your ankles a bath while showering? Is the drain not keeping up with the shower head? A quick call to Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST for our $55 drain cleaning special will stop that. Any drain unplugged for just $55. Drains are supposed to be self-scouring. Water should go down the drain fast enough to wash the pipe clean as it goes. Low spots, breaks, or separations in the pipe prevent drains from self-scouring. Our high-definition color underwater cameras locate these problems in all their vivid detail, and our high-tech line locating equipment pinpoints the exact location and depth. Our pipe bursting and pipe lining equipment make trenchless repairs easy and affordable. I guess that makes us sewer scientists. Call Whipple Service Champions for our $55 drain cleaning special at 801-444-FAST.
They come plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
If you see a traffic accident and it's safe for you to text, alert us at 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
KSL News Time 425. We are watching Utah's money. The Women's Business Center of Utah has launched a women-owned business directory. It's a free resource they say will serve as a tool to support the small business community in Utah at utahwomenowned.com. Mortgage rates fell slightly this week, marking their third straight week below 3%. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports that the average for the benchmark 30-year home loan rate fell 0.2% to ease into, it's like now at 2.96%. At this time last year, the long-term rate was at 3.26%. KSL drives. With car sales slumping, automakers are turning to pay-as-you-go options to boost revenue. BMW recently mulled the idea of levying a monthly charge for heated seats. Mercedes may charge for soundscapes for its new electric car. And Ford likes the idea of paying more to upgrade technology in its Blue Cruise semi-autonomous system. On Wall Street today, the Dow jumped 318 points to 34,548. S&P added 34. The NASDAQ gained 50 points. A fresh sign of optimism for the labor force.
Weekly jobless claims have dropped to a new pandemic low. Fewer than 500,000 people filed first-time claims last week for unemployment benefits, the latest sign of easing layoffs. Weekly jobless claims are still double what they were before the pandemic, but economists are increasingly optimistic about a return to a normal labor market. Some companies are hiking pay, and there are more postings now on job sites.
ABC's Aaron Katursky reporting, KSL News Time 427.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.